Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Freese. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Flood chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Casco. Casco fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Casco. Banks goes all the way around to score. Morin moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Green and he is out, Freeze applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Moon moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Moon scores. Musial moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Bill Henry now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Jim Marshall now playing right field. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Freese reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Freese moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Morin reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood is hit by the pitch. Cunningham moves to third. Green moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freese for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Gordon Massa pinch hits for Bill Henry. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball towards center. Flood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flood. Neiman scores. Marshall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3. Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Neiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. There goes Long trying to get to home. Moon throws the ball into Casco, who relays the ball to Green, who tags Long, who came all the way from first, for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Al Dark. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's Cubs, 7, Cardinals, 7. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Green reaches second base with a double. Irv Noren pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Casco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Casco reaches second base with a double. Noren moves to third. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is walked intentionally. Bobby Smith pinch runs for Hobie Landreth. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Wally Moon now playing right field. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulger moves to second. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.